There was some surprising news today about inflation, and it was enough to send the financial markets into a tailspin. The government said that the core inflation rate rose 0.3% in April, higher than investors expected. As a result, both stock and bond prices fell. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Investors have been hoping and praying that the Federal Reserve is almost through raising interest rates, but those hopes were dashed this morning. The Labor Department reported that the Consumer Price Index rose 0.6% in April, and about half of the increase was in the so-called core rate, a worrisome sign for the economy. Ian Shepherdson is chief U.S. economist at High Frequency Economics.
It's not so much that this number was particularly bad. It was a little bit worse than expected. The problem is that there was a little bit worse than expected number last month as well. And although two numbers don't make a trend, they do make people nervous.
The report sent stocks falling in both the United States and Europe. By the middle of the afternoon, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down almost 2%, and the NASDAQ Composite Index hit a six-month low. Bond prices also took a nosedive. Ian Shepherdson says the response may have been an overreaction. Much of the increase was in housing costs, specifically in rents. Nigel Gault, U.S. economist at Global Insight, says that as interest rates have risen, people have stopped buying homes as fast as they were, and so some people are moving into the rental market, which is already extremely tight.
It's very strange that one of the things that's happening here in core inflation is actually a reflection of a prospective weakening in housing activity, which you would expect to be disinflationary.
Gault says the question now is whether inflation has reached a point at which companies will begin passing on price increases to the public, something they've largely refrained from doing so far.
Shouldn't panic at this point. I mean, these inflation numbers are still historically relatively low. The unfortunate thing at the moment is things are pointing upwards, so the indication is that maybe things are going to get a bit worse before they get better.
If inflation is picking up, that would force the hand of the Federal Reserve. The Fed has already raised rates by 4 full percentage points over the past few years. And Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke warned last week that rates may have to keep rising to control inflation. Investors are worried that today's numbers make that kind of prospect more likely. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.